Module 11. National Heroes. Our Heroes. Today we are calling on you to vote for your national heroes. We will collect your votes and then count them up. In 2 weeks, we will tell you the results. So, now it's time to start thinking. Decide who your national hero is, then make sure you vote. First, write the name of your hero on a piece of paper with your name, your class, and the reason why you chose that person. Put your votes in the box outside the school secretary's office. So, just to get you started, our reporters asked some of the students in the school who their heroes were. They got lots of different answers. There were lots of sporting heroes. Some students chose famous singers or movie stars instead. Not many students chose a statesman as their hero. One student chose Wangari Maathai. She was the first African woman to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. She won the prize for helping poor people, especially women. One of her projects was to pay women to collect seeds from the forests and grow trees. She made her country greener and gave people work at the same time. The next two passages have some sound bites from our interviews. Read them and think about them. Then make your decision. Don't forget, choosing a national hero isn't enough. You have to remember to vote too.
Who is your national hero? 1.
So, Susie, who is your national hero?
My hero is Kevin Spacey, the actor.
Why him? He's not nearly as famous as Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise.
Because he's a better actor. He showed everyone that actors from this country could act well, not just be good looking. He was really good in lots of different films. Also, he went to England and took over the Old Vic Theatre there. It had closed because it was not making enough money. Now it is open again and making money. No one else was able to do that, so that makes me proud.
What about you, Tom? What do you think? He's okay. I understand what Susie is saying, but he's not a hero. A hero is someone who has done something outstanding. Now, Bill Gates, he's a hero. He changed computing all over the world. He invented Windows, which makes computers so much easier to use. He makes a big difference to everyone who uses a computer. He makes a lot of money, huge amounts, but he gives a lot of it away. He gives it to lots of different charities. He's trying to help others now that he's rich.
Who is your national hero? 2.
Ethan, who is your national hero? It has to be Neil Armstrong, doesn't it? Or Buzz Aldrin, one of them, because they were the first two people to walk on the moon. They trained for years and years, and then, in 1969, they actually made the first moon landing and walked on the moon. And since then, only 10 other people have walked on the moon, all Americans. So if you are talking about national heroes, then it has to be one of them. So would your own hero be different? Probably. I really like baseball. My personal hero would probably be Joe DiMaggio, or one of those really amazing early baseball players. Not a modern baseball player? No. DiMaggio was great, especially when you think that they didn't have all the training that modern players get. What about you, Becky? Who's your hero?
I don't like sports, so not a baseball player. What about Henry Ford? He was the first person to mass-produce cars in the 1920s. He's changed life worldwide even more than Bill Gates has.
Maybe so, Becky. Our world would be very different without cars, buses, and so on. But there would be a lot less pollution. So I'm not sure about him being a hero.
Oh, you're right. I'll have to think again.